Week 16. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace. Adam Azer and Dave Richard here, and Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace at squarespace.com. Enter offer code FUN at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, start here.
Go anywhere.
Go anywhere. Okay, we got Jamie coming in 20 minutes, according to the man himself. And
what does that mean?
Well, Jamie himself. He says he's coming in 20 minutes.
So he's not going to be on today's show either. Okay.
Yes, he will. 20 minutes, Dave.
All right, I'm counting. I see what time it is.
We've got a bunch of injuries to tell you about. Jay Cutler benched.
What?
Crazy.
Huh?
Weird.
No, it's not.
It's weird.
It's
how do you not? It's weird.
It is a coach trying to salvage his any semblance of a job by proving that he can win with a quarterback not named Jay Cutler.
So you think he says,
and it's not gonna matter either way. He's gonna get fired. The whole staff is gonna get cleaned out. And I don't know if Cutler's gonna stay in Chicago.
He does have a lot of money coming to him next season.
Can you name three quarterbacks coming into the NFL draft that you think teams would be very comfortable starting day one next year?
No.
That's why Jay Cutler is still going to have a starting job somewhere in the NFL in 2015. It might not be in Chicago, but it'll be somewhere. Someone will pay him.
That, whether or not you can start Alshon Jeffrey now.
You can.
LeSean McCoy. There's a report about Chris Polk getting first-team reps at practice ahead of McCoy.
Nah.
The Dallas running back situation. Green Bay on the road. Cleveland. And more. Here's your stat of the day. Aaron Rodgers is the only quarterback to score more than 23 fantasy points against Atlanta. And you have Drew Brees number two.
Yeah.
Jamie has him number one.
It's weird, isn't it?
They give up good games, but they've only given up one huge game.
Mm-hmm.
So just thought I'd bring that up. Nobody's sitting Drew Brees at this point.
Of course not. And everybody's expecting a high-scoring game. Brees, in week one, threw for over 300 yards. But had an interception and only one touchdown. I believe they ran the ball for another score. Actually, I think a couple
scores. They did.
Scores.
Mark Ingram
had two.
Scored.
Did he have two or did he have one?
He had two.
Yeah.
13 carries for 60 yards and two touchdowns.
So, listen, it's possible that Brees can let you down. But I don't think Brees is going to – I don't think he struggles. I think he plays well. And, yeah, that's about it. Atlanta's pass defense isn't as good as you make him out to be based on that stat.
I didn't know – the thing is, it's their run defense that gives up all the touchdowns. Their pass defense is terrible. They just don't give up touchdowns.
Last week was an example of that because 360
yes,
yards
exactly.
through the air to Roethlisberger. He didn't have any turnovers, but he didn't have any touchdowns. And that, you know, you kind of need that if you're going to be a stud in fantasy.
Perhaps that's relevant for FanDuel, you know, if you're looking at quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Brees is going to have a big price tag.
Yeah.
Yep.
So something to keep in mind. Tweet of the day number one is from Jeffrey Spencer. Why do I feel like Adam is about to go through a Manti Te'o situation?
have you actually?
Tonight, like, I'm meeting her for the first time today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where at?
I'm picking her up at the airport, and then we'll see. There's a Chili's in the airport, so I thought maybe we'd go there.
That's nice.
And a Red Mango
Chili's
next
nice.
To it, so we'll get
oh,
some
Oh, wow,
dessert.
So a little dinner and dessert action.
Yeah. Should be fun.
All right. Well, hopefully it works out. Have you seen pictures of your
I
girlfriend?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know if that's her, but yeah.
She looks the same in every picture?
She looks the same.
And you've talked to her on the phone?
She's thick mustache.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Hey, you know, whatever you're into, that's fine with me. I'm a fan of yours no matter what.
Tweet of the day number two from Ricky McGrain. If Julio is out, would it be crazy to start Harry Douglas over Alshon Jeffrey this week?
Would not be crazy at all. Again, we're thinking it's a high-scoring game, two teams that don't have a lot of defense. Sure, I could see Harry Douglas having another big game if Julio's out.
I will have to make that decision.
It's a big decision.
I'm kind of hoping Julio plays because I don't want to have to make that decision.
I don't think there's a decision to make.
What, you think it's Harry Douglas
I think
easily?
It's Harry Douglas all the way.
How can you sit Alshon Jeffrey? First of all,
How can you start Jimmy Clausen?
Because Josh McCown was a terrible quarterback before last season.
Is Josh McCown Jimmy Clausen?
Based on his previous numbers, I believe he entered last season with more interceptions than touchdowns. And he's been horrible this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, you look at what Alshon Jeffrey was able to do with McCown last year. He was tremendous. and he's still Alshon Jeffrey. And the Bears, the Lions have struggled with number one receivers, including Jeffrey. We had two touchdowns. They had one or two.
When?
He had two touchdowns against Detroit.
He had two touchdowns, I think, in the first quarter.
Right. So
that was with Brandon Marshall on the field. That was with Jay Cutler on the field. And that was after a turnover by the Lions. And I'll tell you what, I was just on the air in Chicago. I do a spot every week on 670 The Score with my friends Mully and Hanley. And Mully covers the Bears. And he's talked to Clausen throughout the year. Clausen has been their scout team quarterback all year. He has not taken any reps with the first team offense all year. His first time taking first team reps is going to be today, and it's going to be his last time because they will have a walkthrough on Friday.
Wow.
This is I almost hope for the Bears that they announce something about Cutler being hurt, and that's the reason why he's being benched, but I doubt it at this point because they've already made the announcement or the report's already out there. It's not going to be a good situation. Clausen was okay in the preseason, but...
So where are you going to put Alshon Jeffrey in your rank?
He's already moved down, and it's not that. It's low, but it's not like 40s. It's 18th.
What about Martellus Bennett?
10th, but that's strictly because there are no good tight ends. Like, the sleeper tight ends, to me, have a chance at 6 fantasy points. I'm worried about Jason Witten being able to put up numbers. I think he's going to have to block more this week because they're missing a right tackle. Kyle Rudolph, I don't believe in much against the Dolphins. Owen Daniels, I don't believe in much against the Texans. Heath Miller is okay against Kansas City. Those are my tight ends ranked 11 through 14.
By the way, speaking of tight ends, here's your Golden Grahams reference of the day. Best cereal. So
it is a good cereal.
It is the best
there
cereal.
There are days where I wish I had Golden Grahams.
Jimmy Graham and Garrett Graham are the only tight ends to catch a touchdown against Cleveland. Any concerns about Greg Olsen?
Well, it depends on what he has for breakfast that day. There's a laugh. I'm going to say that Olsen does have a chance to score, certainly does have a chance to put up some nice numbers.
Yeah, you can't get away.
And really, what are you going to do? Are you going to start Larry Donnell against the Rams over Greg Olsen?
No.
You're going to put in Jordan Cameron with Johnny Manziel flinging lollipops at him?
No.
Please. Go with Olsen.
Here are your injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace.
This is going to be quite filling.
CSN? Philly reporting that Chris Polk got the first team reps ahead of McCoy. What do you make of that?
First of all the news that's floating around the NFL, this is the first news item?
Well, Jay Cutler was the first news item.
I guess.
But we already talked about that.
We don't need to bring it up again. But, I mean, we've got a stud receiver in Indy who missed practice.
We've got
a stud running back.
Just answer.
I'm not worried about it, but I am worried about the matchup for McCoy, the fact that he could get touchdowns vultured, the fact that Sproles could come in and take snaps off his plate. Don't look at LeSean McCoy as a stud running back. He's not.
Here's what I did this morning.
Just another very good running back in the NFL.
Just in case there's something to it, I dropped Toby Gerhart for Chris Polk. That way, I know I'm not starting Gerhart.
You were no way.
I have Lacy
and you did it this morning so that Gerhart can't be picked up.
Exactly. So if you picked up Toby Gerhart, if this is your championship, if you know you're not starting Gerhart, and you want to just protect yourself in case there is something to this Polk thing, which it probably isn't, not a bad idea to drop Gerhart, pick up Polk. Or drop Gerhart and pick up anybody if you're not going to start him.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarco Murray, just to qualify, that's only if your league has waivers and he can't be immediately picked up by someone else.
Most leagues have waivers. Most leagues use waivers.
So DeMarco Murray did individual drills at practice yesterday.
He was catching passes.
Doug Free and Zach Martin, two linemen, did not practice for Dallas.
If they were to be without both linemen, that would be a major problem. I think Free is the only one who's not expected to play. We'll keep eyes on it this week.
All right, so what are you thinking now as we enter Thursday? And we don't have the practice report. You got to watch Thursday Night Live Fantasy, which is, a Thursday night version of Fantasy Football Today on our website, 6:30 to 8:30 tonight Eastern. And they'll tell you, Dave and Jamie and Will Brinson will tell you. Oh, Bart Scott's coming in, right?
Bart Scott will be on the show. Jason LaConfora always has the latest news. He'll be on.
So
we're definitely going to ask him about DeMarco Murray.
Whether or not to start Gerhart or Murray, that's going to be the big one. Or Gerhart or Randall, they'll tell you tonight. If you were going to make the decision right now, you were going to sleep for the next 12 hours, who would you start, Gerhart or Murray or Randall?
If I've got Murray and Randall and Gerhart, then I'm waiting for the Cowboys. Well, right now I don't have Murray ranked, but if he were healthy and playing, he'd be a top 5 running back.
All right, you have Murray and Gerhart.
Murray or... What do you mean?
You don't have Randall now.
And I can't get Randall? Yeah. Can I go to waivers and pick somebody up, or are my rosters locked and I have to make the choice right now?
There's nobody. The best player on waivers is Brandon Oliver.
I would drop somebody for Brandon Oliver. I might even drop Carhart for Brandon Oliver, just on the glimmer of hope that Murray plays.
Okay.
But if my lineups are locked and I don't have that option, it's Carhart.
Detroit right tackle Adrian Waddle likely out this week. Oh, he is out this week. He's out for the season.
Yeah.
They put him on IR. They're at Chicago. Is that a big deal for the Lions?
They have played better when their offensive line's been healthy, and he's been in and out of the lineup all year. I think at this point it's not a terrible loss, but you don't like to see it if you're going to the playoffs.
Cam Newton practiced yesterday.
Yeah, he did. I don't believe he did a ton. I think he was limited in practice, and we'll see. I think they're going to look. They're going to check to see how his body reacts to practicing yesterday. They'll probably do it again on Friday. But he might be on track to play, and I might go with him. I don't think he's going to run a lot.
Atlanta, Cleveland's very good against quarterbacks.
Yeah, they are, but we don't know if Joe Hayden's playing. Hayden missed practice on Wednesday.
Yes, good point.
With I forget what it is. He's got an injury that sounds far worse than what it is. It's like a shoulder bone contusion, tear, scrape, mm-hmm. blood. Smurfs. It's bad. It sounds bad, but it's not.
Atlanta will decide on Julio Jones on Sunday. Blake Bortles,
which means he's probably not going to practice all week.
Blake Bortles expected to start tonight, and
with a foot injury.
Marquise Lee probable for tonight. All right, T.Y. Hilton, Dave, he didn't practice yesterday.
They're hoping he can get back on the practice field Thursday or Friday. But hamstring injuries to speed receivers, those can be problematic.
So are you avoiding him?
Not yet. I moved him down in my rankings. He was previously top three, and now he's down all the way to six.
Okay. Rashad Jennings did not practice yesterday, and I don't think you want to start a Giants running back anyway.
No.
DeAndre Hopkins missed Wednesday's practice.
Yeah, surprising, but we'll see if he can get back into the swing of things. Foster did too. Aaron Foster with a hip missed practice. Got to keep an eye on that in Houston. If he's out, then Baltimore's DST becomes gorgeous.
You guys will be previewing that one tomorrow. San Francisco released defensive end Ray McDonald after another sexual assault accusation. Meanwhile, this Chargers-Niners game. Frank Gore and Carlos Hyde missed practice. Hyde's unlikely to play. You think Gore's unlikely to play?
I think Gore's unlikely to, which means you're going to see Alphonso Smith as the top running back for San Francisco. And on sheer volume, he should be good for 5 fantasy points in a standard league.
Oh, Yahoo.
Well, I mean, some people might be desperate at running back. They might have just lost Frank Gore.
ESPN reporting that Phillip Rivers dealing with a back injury that's more significant than what was initially revealed. I don't think you're going to be starting a lot of guys in the San Francisco-San Diego game. Keenan Allen won't play. Ryan Matthews didn't practice. So the backup running back bowl on Saturday.
Hooray.
Michael Crabtree didn't practice. And Jamaal Charles was limited in practice there at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Any concerns there?
No. I think they're just trying to really take care of Charles. It sounds like he's got all sorts of small issues that could become large issues if he gets hit the wrong way. So they're taking care of their stud running back. They can't win this game without him. Actually, I'll take that back. They could win this game without him, but I think they'd prefer to win this game with him.
Today's podcast brought to you by Squarespace, people. Get on there right now. Make your website. It is awesome. It is fun. It is easy to use and always getting better. The new Squarespace 7 interface has integration with Google Apps, a partnership with Getty Images, 15 new templates, and that feature called Cover Pages that you have to check out. It only starts at $8 a month. That's it. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Oh, and your website's going to look great on every device, every time. Computer, tablet, phone, whatever you got.
Spaceship?
It's going to look awesome. Spaceship, yes, if there's Wi-Fi available. You can start a free trial, no credit card required. Build your website right now and use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and support our show. That's Squarespace. Start here.
Go anywhere.
Let's do some fill in the blank real quick. Give me a sleeper. Blank is a sleeper this week.
Oh, you're catching me off guard, Adam. I should know better than this. Can I say Mark Sanchez is a sleeper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark Sanchez is a sleeper. Alex Smith is a sleeper. Toby Gerhart tonight is a sleeper. Matt Asiata is a sleeper. Dan Heron, I kind of am into this week. Marcus Colston, did some research on Colston. I like him this week better than Kenny Stills.
Okay. Give me a PPR.
Scott Chandler is a sleeper, a tight end. There are many PPR sleepers, Adam. I'm glad you asked. I mentioned Dan Heron. He would make the list of PPR sleepers. Lance Dunbar, in the event that our boy DeMarco doesn't play, would qualify. Brandon Oliver is a PPR sleeper at running back. Greg Jennings at wide receiver. Eddie Royal would be one. And Albert Wilson of the Kansas City Chiefs is not only a PPR sleeper for me, he might be a part of my FanDuel teams this week.
Why?
Slot receiver for Kansas City, and the last couple of weeks, he's stood out to me. He's looked good.
Has he put up any numbers?
Not big numbers, but this is Pittsburgh we're talking about. And their secondary is Poopsville.
I think you better have an absolutely loaded team in FanDuel.
That's the whole point.
Last person.
Yeah, I'm expecting him to be a very inexpensive part of my roster so that I can load up everywhere else.
Okay. And remember, Kansas City, no touchdowns to wide receivers this year.
I think that streak ends in week
16. Yeah, this could be the one.
I
don't, but this could be the one.
I also want to add that Joseph Randle should be an extremely good bargain, and he'll be used by everybody.
Yeah.
He's almost like the free space on a bingo card.
All right, give me a bust this week.
Jimmy Clausen? No. Phillip Rivers is one that I don't think is going to do well. I am nervous about Russell Wilson, yet I still have him ranked 12th. May I give one more sleeper quarterback? Joe Flacco. I think that the Ravens could end up throwing quite a bit on Houston. We'll talk about that game tomorrow. Eli is a sit for me this week. I don't like him. I know Jamie's all over the moon for Trey Mason. I know we'll talk about your Giants today.
I saw that. I thought that was interesting. We'll get to that game later when he comes in here. You don't like Mason as much.
No, I don't like Mason. I don't love the Jets running backs. I know some people think Chris Ivory had a big game last time he took on New England. Yeah, I don't know if he can do that again. Josh Gordon is somebody that I would get away from if I could help it this week.
All right, let's do this. Ready? Let's do the games.
Eric Decker.
Indianapolis at Dallas.
What a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
I'll say it. Bonanza. Why not?
I think you're wrong.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll be the highest scoring game of the week.
Does it have to be the highest scoring game of the week to be the Bonanza?
I don't think it's going to be 19-16, but I don't think it's going to be 37-34.
I think every fantasy option, my definition of Bonanza is every fantasy option that you rely on will do well. The only one I'd be worried about is Witten.
I would be worried about Witten.
So bad against tight ends.
They're so bad against everything. Their defense isn't that good.
Well, what about Dez? Do you have any concerns about him going up against Vontae Davis?
Nope. I would be surprised if Dez goes from 3 touchdowns to 3 catches for 40 yards.
I could see Romo doing better than Luck.
I could too, but it really depends on how healthy T.Y. Hilton is.
Right.
The big problem that I've seen from Indianapolis the past couple of weeks is that Andrew Luck gets no protection. He's been hit 18 times. Hit 18 times in the last 2 games.
What does that average to?
9 per game.
To 9 times?
9 times.
9 times.
He's been sacked 5 times, and his numbers haven't been great. They haven't been in the 30s, which is
what
you're looking
for.
That's the thing. Their pass rush is not very good. They're going to have to blitz quite a bit in order to get Luck moving around, but I think they might try it. And if Hilton doesn't play, they definitely will try it.
So how about the Indianapolis running backs? Let's start there and go anywhere. Dallas has allowed 10 rushing touchdowns in their last 7 games and at least 6 fantasy points to a running back in the passing game 3 times in those 7 games. So there's your Dan Heron PPR thing. You can't start Richardson. He's not good. But what about Heron?
I wish he'd get more work.
Yeah, I know.
That's the one thing about him that that's what holds me back from really jumping into the pool with 2 feet. I think that he's got potential to let you down and get only 60 or 70 yards. He's not a lock to score. I think he's just okay. I might even have him ranked a little bit too low. I've got him at 21. Jamie's got him at
23.
I actually have him higher than Jamie, which is surprising.
That's insane.
Because usually he's Mr. Dan Heron guy. I could see myself moving him up a little bit more, but not a lot more. I think he is decidedly a number 2 fantasy running back with a less than 40% chance of scoring.
Well, you do have him 14th in PPR.
Because of the catches.
I think that's a little risky.
I think he could end up catching a lot of
passes. Jeremy Hill, Justin Forsett, Joseph Randle, LeSean McCoy.
I have no idea how he got there.
Just your PPR projections.
That's just the PPR projections. Let me see how many catches I'm projected for, because that intrigues me, and I certainly don't think that I would actually recommend him over those guys in a PPR league. I've got him 3 for 20 catching the ball.
Interesting.
I'll have to knock it down.
All right, then we move on to the Indianapolis wide receivers. So if Hilton plays, you start him?
If he doesn't, then I think you look at Moncrief as a legitimate sleeper this week, because he's got that deep speed that can take the top off. I think he could worry the defense. I don't know why the Colts haven't tried using him even more than they have, and the targets haven't been there even more. They should, but maybe that's just a sign that he doesn't know how to do a lot when he's out there, and that they're worried that defenses know, okay, what's his number, 10? There's number 10. He's only running the go route. Put a safety back.
So subject to change, but let's say T.Y. Hilton's out. Would you go Moncrief or Alshon Jeffrey?
I think I'd still go with Alshon over Moncrief.
Can you trust Dwayne Allen?
I absolutely would.
He's just not getting – I know he scored
last week.
He's
touchdown dependent. He's got 8 touchdowns on the year.
He used to be necessarily touchdown
dependent. Right. It's really been that way lately, but he only has the one touchdown lately.
Since he came back from the injury.
Right. He needs the touchdown to be good. Dallas has allowed 10 touchdowns to tight ends. They've allowed one every other game, and last week they didn't allow a touchdown to a tight end.
So rank the 3 tight ends in this game.
Allen, Fleener, Witten. I think Fleener is a big – I think Fleener is very much an X factor.
Do you think Fleener's better than Allen in a PPR league?
He might be. I think they're – listen, it really depends on Hilton. If he's out, they don't have anybody stretching the field. And it's going to be an issue if he doesn't play. So I would like to think that they can start to use a little bit more of Fleener. 2 games ago, he had 10 targets. He just didn't do a lot with them. Last week, barely anything.
Would you start Witten or Martellus Bennett?
Bennett.
Okay. Romo or Stafford?
I would go with Stafford over Romo.
Romo or Jamie?
Jamie is always number one in my rankings.
How about you, Jamie? You or Romo?
Romo.
Romo. Jamie, what's up, man?
How are you?
Good. We missed you.
Sorry.
Peyton Manning or Tony Romo?
Romo.
I agree.
Romo has been so damn good. 26 fantasy points or more in 5 of his last 6 that he finished.
He stinks at home.
Does he? Well.
3 fantasy points at home in his last game on Thanksgiving.
That
was the short week, so throw that one out, but go ahead.
Missed the home game before because of the back injury. And the home game before that, he got hurt.
He left with the injury, right?
Right.
But when he's
so
healthy,
as long
he's
as
fine.
His back doesn't get hurt during the game.
All right, guys, so here's the question about the Dallas running backs. Obviously, if Murray plays, you start him unless we get these reports that, you know, he's going to be limited or whatever, but we can't sit here and say sit him. If Murray's out, is Joseph Randall a stud this week, Jamie?
Yes, top 10.
Over guys like who? Like Forsett?
Yes, I would start him over Forsett.
McCoy?
Definitely. Forte?
Forte. Dave, you'd go Forte or you'd go?
I'd go Forte still.
Okay. But you'd have him top 10?
No, I have him top 15.
Top 15?
Still a very, very good replacement for Murray, which is what we said all along, is that if you've got Murray, you've got to handcuff him to Randall. In one of my leagues, I'm in the finals, and I've been carrying Randall on my bench without Murray all year, and I've got Trey Mason too. I would start Randall ahead of Trey Mason this week.
Are there any tight ends that aren't obvious that you would start that might be out there, maybe even in a 10-team league, that you'd start over Witten? Because we're going to start Dez, and that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah. I mean, Witten is top 10 for me by default, like I said.
I like Witten this week a lot.
You don't think he's going to have to block?
No.
With
sees 9 targets last week. Great matchup. They can't defend tight ends. And their pass rush is not that impressive. So I don't think this is actually a blocking game for him at all. I think he actually plays really well.
Unless I'm crazy here. I'm looking at PPR. Okay, never mind. So I was crazy. All right.
Was or is?
Am crazy.
Indy, I think, the last 5 weeks is like 3rd worst in defending tight ends.
But you have Travis Kelce ahead of Witten. You both do.
Hey, Kelce should be better. But Witten should have a good game. This should be one of his better games.
You guys both have Julius Thomas ahead of Jason Witten. All right, then let's move on. We are done with that game. Atlanta at New Orleans. Another potential bonanza.
But you didn't call it, did you?
I have no reason not to.
But you've already given the bonanza.
So I can't take it back?
No. Indianapolis, Dallas is your bonanza.
All right. Atlanta at New Orleans. I guess because I'm worried that maybe Mark Ingram or Marcus Colston or somebody would let you down. Whereas I just don't think the reliable guys in the first game are going to let you down. This game's
a little bit less
predictable. Well, that, you know, that's different.
Then who's the reliable guy?
If T.Y. Hilton's hurt, by the way, where would you guys have luck?
Behind Romo.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of Peyton Manning?
Right behind Romo.
Not that it really matters.
I would put him ahead of Peyton.
He'd be close.
Yeah.
I think he would end up being seventh for me.
All right, well, the Atlanta-New Orleans matchup. The first game was 37-34 Atlanta in overtime.
And this is not your bonanza?
I guess it should have been. I mean, which quarterback do you
like
better?
Should we give him a one time?
Yeah, you can switch it if you want to.
Why don't you switch it if you want? You have 4 seconds.
Okay, I'm switching.
I assume these are yesterday's notes.
Go ahead.
Oh, is that what you have?
Yeah. That's okay. I'll manage.
I threw out today's notes and gave you yesterday's notes. Here you go, Jamie.
Trying to sabotage the show?
All right, I know you like Drew Brees better, but you guys like Matt Ryan a lot too, right? Ryan or Romo?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan should have a big game. How about your favorite running back in this game is who?
Marking Ram. But I like Steven Jackson, too. I think Jackson can score.
He's the one that could disappoint you. I agree with you. He could score. He should score. But we've seen now there's two games, last week being one, and I believe it was the last Carolina game, or I guess the only Carolina game, where we said, oh, he's going to score. He didn't score.
Carolina's defense is getting better, though. I don't know about these two defenses. Ingram and Jackson and Joseph Randall. How would you guys rank them?
I wouldn't even think about Randall. I'd start Jackson over Randall.
There's no chance I would start Jackson over Randall.
Dave, that's kind of...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think he could score.
But you don't think Joseph Randall could score?
I know Randall will score. That offensive line is amazing. And they don't get away from the run. I don't care who their running back's going to be. They won't get away from the run.
They'll get away from the run if Randall doesn't dominate.
Then it'll be Dunbar.
He's not DeMarco Murray. Right. So then if it's Dunbar, then that doesn't help me if I've got Joseph Randall.
That's fine. I'll take my chances with Steven Jackson. Wow.
That's interesting.
It's okay.
He does have double-digit fantasy points in his last seven.
He's been amazing this season given the expectations.
Absolutely.
But you know what, though? That Dallas offense is going to allow Randall to play.
I remember drafting him as a handcuff to Devontae Freeman in the Foxborough draft in August.
Yeah.
That was one of the silliest moments of the year, and I'm in the finals of that league.
You're not starting him, are you?
Actually, don't think I am because I'm pretty loaded at running back, but yeah.
Would you go Randall or Mark Ingram?
Ingram is top five for me.
Randall.
Ingram's top five for you?
Ingram is top five.
Dave, I'm a little afraid that you're misreading the running backs in this game here. The matchups are good, but Ingram has been pretty crappy, and he got the late touchdown, or else he has a horrible game against an even better matchup, well, basically the same, at Chicago last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sitting on a big lead and killing time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen here. And Kyron Robinson is back in the mix. Pierre Thomas.
Yeah, but they're not in it to the point where it's going to take away a lot from Mark Ingram.
No, but he only had 17 carries last week at Chicago.
I like that he had 17 carries.
But, you know, usually he was getting over 20, and that was 17 carries with a huge lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I can't sit here and look at Mark Ingram and say I love him top five based on how poorly he has played and how that offensive line is just not that good.
I don't think the line's great either, but they're facing a terrible defense.
Jamie, I think you're probably leaning towards what I would say.
He's top 12. He's not top five for me. I think your point is valid, is that if it wasn't a good matchup, I don't even know if he'd be top 20.
Sure.
Because he's not playing well. But it is a good matchup. So he's in the conversation of Fred Jackson and Jonathan Stewart. I would, 10 out of 10, take Randall over him if Randall's a starter.
Dave, why do you like Colston better than Stills?
Went back and studied how Colston's been doing lately, and obviously he's scored a touchdown in three of his last four games, and everybody knows that Atlanta's secondary is not very good. They've got one cornerback, Desmond Trufant. Typically, he plays on the outside. Typically, he sticks to one guy, just like he did last week against Antonio Brown. P.S., he was wrecked by Antonio Brown. And I think Kenny Stills is going to be the one who he tracks the most. Furthermore, I think Atlanta will keep an eye on Stills with Trufant. They're going to have to do something to contain Jimmy Graham. And I think it's going to leave Colston open in single coverage, and Breeze has proven lately that he's more than willing to go to Colston.
Colston or Alshon?
Alshon.
PPR, Colston or Randall?
Randall.
Joseph Randall, not Reuben Randall. Jimmy Graham, top three. You guys are cool with him?
No, but you have to just go on potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The targets have been there.
It's a tough matchup.
He played well last week.
Owen Daniels and Safarian Jenkins are the only tight ends to catch a touchdown against Atlanta this week.
This year.
Yeah, this year.
This year and last week, too.
We love Matt Ryan. Yeah. New Orleans allows the fourth most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Steven Jackson, we talked about. And how about the Atlanta wide receivers? Tell me how you're going to approach them, especially with some Saturday games. Luckily, we don't have great wide receivers going Thursday.
I mean, you've got
Saturday.
Macklin, but I think Macklin is a must for you. And
right.
Deshaun Jackson might be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you want to trust
or Matthews.
Him.
So are you going to go Deshaun Jackson and Macklin over Julio Jones?
If we don't have any indication, then I think you absolutely have to.
As of now, what Mike Smith said, that he's going to be a game-time decision, you have to approach it that way.
And if he doesn't practice all week, then that doesn't help Julio's case.
If Julio plays and doesn't practice all week, are you going to be confident enough to start him?
Not as a top-five type wide receiver.
Depends who you have. You know,
and
like
a lot of people
remember,
are
that would mean 2 weeks of not practicing, because he didn't practice at all last week either.
A lot of people are loaded, so they have tough decisions to make in great receivers. Yep. This is the finals or semis.
Like, I know I'm playing against Julio in one championship, and I noticed last night they moved him to their flex spot. They already had Julio plugged in, thinking he was going to play. Moved him to their flex spot. They have Odell Beckham and somebody else. Oh, Antonio Brown. So
it's pretty good.
But their flex has been a disaster spot for them. So I'm actually hoping Julio does not play.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
I also have Harry Douglas on my team.
Harry Douglas or Roddy White, if Julio's out, who do you like better?
Roddy, but it's close.
It is close. I like them both a lot. Roddy would have the edge for me.
They're both must-starts, right?
They are.
Philadelphia's at Washington. Ooh, how about this? I didn't just notice this. First meeting, same score as the Atlanta-New Orleans first meeting, 37-34.
Ooh.
The Eagles won it. Kirk Cousins threw three touchdowns. Nick Foles threw three touchdowns. Just great offensive game. Another potential bonanza.
Alfred Morris at 77 yards.
Yeah, he's Elf.
Can't win them all.
I kind of regret all my negativity on RG3 because I guess I didn't appreciate just how bad Philadelphia has been against quarterbacks.
I'm very, very optimistic about him this week. I picked the two championships I'm in.
Yeah.
Cutler. So I'm going RG3
Ooh.
Over Cutler. And I'm okay with it. I was actually considering making the switch anyway. Because
14th RG3.
I buy into actually it's higher now because Cutler's out of there.
Oh.
So I buy into RG3 this week.
And Dave outside the top 20.
He stinks.
Unless he's 20th.
He stinks.
He does stink, but you know who else stinks?
So does his defense.
Austin Davis stinks. Kirk Cousins stinks.
Yep.
Colin Kaepernick has stunk. Zach Mettenberger.
Yep.
All these, Ryan Fitzpatrick, all of them, 22 fantasy points or more against
Philly. How many 20-point games does RG3 have this year?
Zero.
How many?
He doesn't have
18,
that many games.
How many 18-point games does he have this
Zero.
Year?
He had 17 last week.
I can't trust him. Just too turnover prone. He had some nice moments last week. Maybe he's getting a little bit better. I can't do it.
Starter said Alfred Morris.
I don't love him.
By
he's
default.
The number two running back. Yeah. Yeah. By default.
Steven Jackson or Alfred Morris?
Jackson,
but it's close.
Jordan close. Matthews or Alfred Morris?
Matthews.
Yeah, I think I'd probably I might have him projected for the exact same amount of fantasy points.
Do you guys think Deshaun Jackson has a good game?
Yeah. I mean, yep. Here he is going up against the Eagles again, and he's had a good game against them once already this year. Wouldn't surprise me one bit if he had one good play to carry his fantasy stat line.
The Eagles do give up the
but he's the only one I really like for Washington.
So would you go Harry Douglas or Deshaun?
Deshaun? I'd go Harry Douglas.
Douglas if the wheels up.
You won't know. This is a Saturday game. So let's say
if Julio hasn't practiced by that point, then you go Deshaun.
Right.
Then you go Douglas, I'm sorry.
Really?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But he could still practice
I think Julio's
he could still not practice
play.
And play.
Yeah, but how good could he be?
But he could still, if he's on the field, it still hurts Harry Douglas. So I'm saying you picked up Harry Douglas, you have Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, and then there could be a decoy situation.
I think I'd go Deshaun.
Douglas, the first game against the Saints, had like 6 for 60. So if you give him a touchdown on top of that.
But it's just unlikely if Julio doesn't play.
Yeah, but they're going to be throwing so much. This is my concern about Steven Jackson, is that this game gets lopsided one way or the other, and like what happened to them last week where they got away from the run.
Don't you like Deshaun Jackson enough, though, to not?
Yeah, you can. I'm telling you what I would do. I can understand telling people to go Deshaun Jackson to play it safe. Sure. I like Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, we're sitting Jordan Reed. And how about Mark Sanchez? Sanchez or RG3?
Sanchez,
but they're going to be around the same number. You're both going to get like 21, 20 points for both guys.
I don't see it that way at all. I think Sanchez has a very good game. Check out how all the quarterbacks have done against Washington since Chip Kelly's been there. Vic, Foles, they've all played well. They've done. Yeah. They've put up numbers against this defense.
Now, this is kind of cool. So, you know, last week we like.
So wait, I'm confused though. Sanchez is that much better than RG3?
I don't trust.
But what makes you trust Sanchez though, based on what you've seen?
It's the matchup and it's Chip Kelly.
But plain and simple, that's fine.
The matchup is favorable for RG3. I don't trust.
No, I agree. But you look at the last three games for Sanchez. He's been completely
miserable. He's been terrible.
I think you could argue coming into this game, RG3 is the better quarterback this particular game, based on what both did a week ago, based on the matchups for each guy.
I don't really think you. Well, it's like a race to the bottom with these two.
Oh, of course. It's the lesser of two evils. But I think you look at it as, I mean, look, you could say that the matchup for Sanchez is better. I don't know how, but it's. They both have great matchups. They're both inconsistent quarterbacks. I just don't understand how you're so confident in Mark Sanchez and so completely disinterested in RG3.
It's just because RG3 has been a dud all year. He isn't grasping this offense at all. He's going to need some very fortuitous plays. His offensive line isn't as good. Not that it's really going to matter for this game, but I don't think the run game is going to be very strong for him. And I don't trust him. This is my fantasy championship. I don't like having to go to Mark Sanchez as it is. But I think that Philadelphia has Washington's number again.
I had a cool stat here. Eli Manning averaged 16 fantasy points in the 6 starts he made entering the game against Washington. He scored, I think, 28. Mark Sanchez has averaged 16 fantasy points in his 7 starts entering the game against Washington. But I guess the one thing that concerns me with Sanchez is that he has not thrown 30 passes in 3 straight games, under 30 pass attempts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they run the ball well. So how about
he's the anti-Alex Smith.
Yeah. So how about LeSean McCoy? 16th in standard, 19th in PPR for you guys, and just not playing that well.
Nope. And yesterday, a little troubling.
Yeah, we already talked about Chris Polk getting first-team reps.
McCoy,
is that just
or
them trying to get... To me, that's a sign that they want to get Polk more involved.
McCoy or Mike Wallace?
I feel more comfortable than McCoy.
PPR, I'd go Wallace.
McCoy or Malcolm Floyd?
Oh, McCoy.
Yeah.
Malcolm Floyd stinks. Eddie Royal's the better receiver there.
Fine, so McCoy or Eddie Royal. PPR.
McCoy.
PPR, you say?
Uh-huh.
I guess it's still LeSean. Washington, but it's pretty darn close.
He's great. Most least amount of fantasy points to running back.
Yeah, it's the one area of their whole team that's really good.
And we're starting Macklin for sure, right? What about Matthews?
He's okay. He'll bounce back. This is a good matchup, so you have to sort of buy into that.
I don't think he gets you more than 9 fantasy points.
We're avoiding the Philly tight ends?
Mm-hmm.
Selleck is like a desperation play.
He's had more targets than Ertz in every game Sanchez started.
Eagles DST, number 9 for Jamie, number 10 for Dave. Detroit is at Chicago. First meeting, 34-17, Detroit won. I had all these stats about Jay Cutler. Luckily, I gave them out yesterday. Let's talk about Forte, guys. What do you expect from him?
Not much.
Running into a brick wall, and then Detroit's going to say, oh, that's not Cutler back there? Great. We're going to slam on Forte. We're going to make sure that you can't use him. And then in passing situations, we're going to tilt the safety over toward Alshon Jeffery. And we wish you the very best of luck, Mr. Clawson.
Would you start Jonathan Stewart over him if D'Angelo Williams doesn't play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you start, I'll go back to Mike Wallace over Forte?
Still feel more comfortable with Forte.
I would, too. And that also includes PPR. But there's a part of me that wants to absolutely sink Matt Forte.
But you guys do have him
in
your top 10 in PPR.
Extremely uncomfortable levels.
That should be noted. PPR, he's still safe.
Well, I mean, that's where he's going to have to make his numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a big part of the Bears' game plan on Thanksgiving against them.
All right, we talked about Jeffery and Bennett. So is Marquise Wilson a sleeper?
Not anymore.
He's still at the exact same level of sleeperdom that he was last week and this week.
You guys think Matthew Stafford bounces back? You have him top 7.
Yes, and look at the matchup.
Chicago allows the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks, most passing touchdowns in the NFL. 8 touchdowns, no picks last 3 games. You love Joik Bell this week. Top 7 running back. Yeah. No.
Getting tons of work. Great matchup. Lions build a lead. They hand off to him.
9 catches the last 2 weeks, too.
Mm-hmm.
Other than McCoy and Forte, are there any big names that you're starting Bell over?
Lynch. I made that switch yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, I've had it that way.
Okay.
I've got Anderson a spot ahead, but I could see myself going with Bell.
You guys think Calvin bounces back, and do you like Golden Tate?
I actually don't love him yet. I still have him ranked 25th.
I like him a lot this week. I think this is going to be one of his best games. I think it's actually going to be his best game with Calvin on the field.
I hope you're right. He has not played well on natural grass all year. 5 fantasy points is the best he's done. And, you know, he had the nice touchdown last week. I don't know. I think this is a Calvin
Wembley
game. Wembley's natural grass? I guess I'm wrong then.
That's a tricky one.
That was a tricky one.
Because it says at Atlanta.
Right.
In the box score. FanDuel, guys. Get on FanDuel.com right now and make your lineup. Super fun. Half-point PPR, so keep that in mind. I'm sure Dave and Jamie will tell you about some bargains tomorrow. If not, we'll do it on our Sunday show, Fantasy Football Today, the video show at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. But get on FanDuel right now, the leader in one-week fantasy football. They give you immediate cash payouts. They pay more to fantasy owners than any other site combined, and there's no season-long commitment. It's really fun, I promise. I'm not just buying into the promo. I have completely bought into FanDuel and always enjoy making my lineup. So FanDuel.com. San Diego at San Francisco.
By the way, he only had 7 catches in that game at Wembley.
For what, like 120 yards and a touchdown?
No, 151 yards and a touchdown. Thank you, Jamie.
Sure.
San Diego's at San Francisco. That's on a Saturday. And I'm going to speed things up a little bit here. Tell me who you feel comfortable starting this week.
In that game?
Yeah.
No one.
What about Bolden?
No, because he's probably going to get flowers.
A guy who I feel comfortable starting. Antonio Gates.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I mean, I get the whole flowers thing, but wide receivers are still putting up points against San Diego. Steben Bailey, Torrey Smith,
who's
Julian
their quarterback?
Edelman, Demaryius
Torrey
Thomas.
Smith was not being covered by flowers. They took Steve Smith away that game. So I think you look at it as, do you really want to trust Colin Kaepernick? Bolden's got one good game in his last 6. You know, so it's – now, granted, 2 of those were against Seattle. So take that into consideration. He's a gamble. Anybody in these 2 passing games are gambles, and it's not a gamble I'm willing to take because none of them are great talents at this point.
Okay.
Bolden would be the best of the bunch, but you know you're counting on. Look, which Chargers receiver can you say I'll take Royal? You might take Floyd. You know you're expecting
let me
one
just
of
say
them.
This.
I think we would all be very surprised if any receiver in this game had double digits in a standard league.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I just don't know which one's going to be.
Well,
I can't tell you with
this.
Any certainty which one's going to be.
We got 4 guys in this game that are waiver wire guys for this week. So maybe it's for deeper leagues.
Who?
But the 2 running, Brandon Oliver, Alphonso Smith, and Floyd and Royal, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at the most added list today, but
sure.
Just thinking out loud.
Crabtree might be available too, if you want to go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, I'm saying if you're talking Floyd and Royal.
Yeah. So, you know, who of those 4, maybe 5 with Crabtree, could be a guy that, you know, gives you
Oliver,
a good
I'd gamble
game.
On as a flex option. I think with the injuries the 49ers have with their linebackers and their defensive line, you could say maybe he has an opportunity this week, more so in PPR than standard. But, you know, you could see Donald Brown getting more work.
San Francisco DST, 10th for Jamie, 14th for Dave. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Any concerns about the Packers on the road, Dave?
No, not like last week. I think part of the reason why I was worried about them last week was because it was a short week for them. They had just got done playing on Monday. Turned out to be a high-scoring game where they had to play 4 quarters. There was no taking their foot off the gas, and they were going up against a very good defense in the Bills. And now Tampa Bay's defense isn't as good. Green Bay probably got refocused. You see a lot of teams that go on a Super Bowl run lose a game late in the year that you don't expect them to lose. Remember
Bart
the year
Scott said that he said he likes it when his team loses.
Yeah. Do you remember when Green Bay like had an undefeated streak going and then they went to Kansas City and I think Kansas City was terrible that year and the Chiefs knocked them off?
I don't remember that. No,
it was I want to say it was 2012, but it might be even earlier than that.
Well, look, Tampa Bay's defense is actually getting better, though.
They are getting better,
last
but
five
they
games
play,
have been good,
they play
Detroit,
a scheme
yeah.
that Aaron Rodgers is very familiar with.
All right,
it's Lovie Smith. I feel very good about the Packers.
Randall Cobb.
Like him a lot. A lot.
He's been good on the road all season.
Golden Tate or Randall Cobb?
Cobb.
Cobb.
Cobb
Joseph
is like
Randall
top
or Randall Cobb?
Cobb.
That's a good one.
Obviously, if Murray's out.
I would take Randall.
Andrew Quarles, is he a sleeper?
He is. I think he can score.
Josh McCown.
Or Richard Rodgers could score.
Yeah, that's true.
Josh McCown outside the top 20.
Quarles plays the most.
Starter sit Doug Martin.
Yeah. It's the RG3 argument for me with him.
It's not even close to RG3.
Am I really?
Sit him across the board.
Yeah, like, but that's how I feel. I know you feel differently about RG3. I think that Martin had a nice run last week. Other than that, he stunk. He stunk for this whole year. It's a nice, pretty little matchup on paper, but I think it's not.
It's not. They've given up double-digit fantasy points to one running back in their last six
games.
Yeah,
the beginning Clay of the season, Matthews. They were terrible.
No, but, I'm saying it's a nice little matchup for Martin.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Green Bay's been really good against running backs since they moved Matthews inside. Yeah. One running back in their last six games has scored double digits. That was Steven Jackson.
I think you look at it as, I don't know if anybody should be starting Doug Martin. I want to evaluate Doug Martin this game. I want to see if he does this again, gets 80-plus yards rushing again, because then he's starting to play better than his offensive line and his offense around him. And so that would give me a little bit semblance of hope in keeper leagues or dynasty leagues for next year. But you shouldn't start him this week.
Which Tampa Bay wide receivers do you like? Sammy Watkins bucked the trend of number one receivers going off against Green Bay last week. But what do you think?
I think you start Evans because he should take advantage of this matchup. And I think, you know, look, he's been bad the last four games. Under 50 yards receiving each of the last four games. He's been touchdown dependent to save him. And, you know, it's not something I think that's great, but good matchup. Still getting targets. I wonder how much he's looking at Odell Beckham sort of running away with the old rookie of the year. That was sort of in his grasp a little bit, and maybe they try to just pepper him with targets. They're going to be chasing points, so you have to like both these guys. I think Jackson, you know, just doesn't score touchdowns, so he's a good number three receiver.
Ooh, you guys have Evans in your top 10.
He should play well. It's a very good matchup for him, but he's going to have to play better than he has the last month because he's been bad the last month.
So moving on to Carolina and Cleveland, this game in Carolina. Why do you have Kelvin Benjamin in your top 13? Are you just not expecting Joe Hayden to play?
As of now, I'm not expecting Hayden to play, and figure Benjamin can score and put up some decent yardage too.
If he does play,
then he got dropped.
Then he's going to drop
a lot, right? I mean, I feel like Benjamin's not a good enough receiver to beat Joe Hayden.
But he's so physically dominating comparatively to Hayden. I mean, Hayden's a tiny guy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, and so it's just a matter of can Hayden even stick with this kid?
By the way, Derek Anderson, if he starts, or Cam, if he starts, it's a tough matchup. Cleveland allows seventh fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. Luck and the Tennessee guys are the only ones to score 20 on
and
them.
And Luck was ugly doing it.
Yeah, he certainly was.
Yeah, I'm not trusting Derek Anderson. RG3 all the way over Derek Anderson. I think Cam would be a little bit better just because of the running. But yeah, it's a tough matchup. They're going to still play well even without Hayden.
Jonathan Stewart. One great game, one bad game. Well, let's call it a disappointing game last week. Mm-hmm. You think he bounces back if D'Angelo's out?
Yes.
He should.
Yeah, this team.
I think even if D'Angelo plays, you're starting him. There was I forget which of the Carolina media said yesterday, Cam comes back, gets his job back. D'Angelo comes back, Jonathan has his job. You know, it's they
it
can't
makes
go
sense
away.
To them.
It makes sense, but they could have been doing that for like 2 years now, and they still.
Well, Stewart really hasn't been healthy. I mean, so that you have to factor that into the equation. And he's been healthy. He's been running better. So I think you look at it as I would treat them as the Bengals guys, whereas Stewart should be Hill and D'Angelo could be Bernard.
Okay.
You know, Bernard got 8 carries for 40-some-odd yards of the 70 yards rushing he had last week in the fourth quarter. That could be D'Angelo.
Let's talk about the Cleveland running game. We're going to start Greg Olsen. So move on to the Cleveland running game here. Mm-hmm. Crowell and West, they've had similar workloads their last two games, similar touches. Carolina has not allowed a touchdown to a running back in 4 straight. No running back has scored double-digit fantasy points in standard leagues against Carolina in 5 straight. So do you sit Crowell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, works for me.
Can't trust.
How
him.
About
can't, I don't think
Brandon
really
Oliver or Isaiah
Browns.
Crowell?
There's not a Browns player I'd would start.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel confident going with Crowell.
Brandon Oliver or Crowell?
Oliver.
And Josh Gordon, low end number 3 wide receiver.
Right. Just on the hunch that he can break a short pass
it's a decent game.
It's
so annoying. You know, it's funny. Like I wrote this at Stardom Center that. Josh Gordon, we all thought would be a difference maker, and he has been. He locked a lot of people out of the playoffs because you started him the last month, and he's been awful. Outside of the Atlanta game, he's been awful.
Yep. And Carolina's doing very well against wide receivers lately. Jordan Cameron outside the top 15. Carolina DST, number 5 for Jamie, number 3 for Dave. By the
Love
way,
him.
Detroit or Seattle now, just for fun.
I moved Detroit to 2. I still like Seattle 1.
Me too.
Giants are at St. Louis, our last game. We're going to go long today. We're at 50 minutes already, so let's see if we can zip through this one. Starter sit Eli Manning.
Sit.
Sit.
Do you know the two quarterbacks that have gotten more than 20 fantasy points against the Rams?
Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you have it written down, I'm sure.
Yeah, I sure do. Odell Beckham, top five. That's the only giant you're starting this week, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't trust Andre Williams.
And it wouldn't surprise me if he had a less than stellar game.
I know. That's what I was saying last.
Jeff Fisher talked. It's funny that you brought it up yesterday. Jeff Fisher talked up Beckham, and apparently their draft board, right before their pick, had Odell Beckham 1, Aaron Donald 2. And the Giants picked right before the Rams with their second. Remember, Rams had 2 first-round picks. Yeah. So they could have had Beckham second overall if they wanted him. But they spent a lot of time with him. Fisher said, we knew he was going to be a great pro. If he had slipped past the Giants, if Jerry Reese had gone in a different direction, Beckham would be a Ram right now.
Do you like any St. Louis players?
That's going to be something fun to file away like 8 years from now when Beckham is one of the best in the game.
I think this, you know, this could, all right, let's have the Trey Mason discussion. Jamie likes Mason, Dave doesn't so much. Dave has him barely.
Mason's
in
our start
24.
Of the week.
Ooh, that's scary.
Love Trey Mason.
That scares me.
Tell me why. I'd like
well,
to hear
you look at the Giants the last month, they faced nobody in their running run
that's
defense.
True.
So I throw that out the window. Before that, they were completely awful. And even in the last month, they haven't given them touchdowns. But Frank Gore had 100 total yards in that game. DeMarco Murray ate them up, which is no surprise, but that's just part of it. Mason at home has been fantastic outside of the Arizona game, which you can understand because Arizona's run defense is good. He's gotten 16 or more carries, I think like 5 games in a row or 6 games in a row, something like that. So they're giving him the work. And I think that the Giants going to the Rams still playing for pride, still trying to play, not the spoiler role in this game, but still playing for something in terms of their own salvation. I just think Mason's going to have a good game. I have a lot of faith in Trey Mason.
Oh, well, now I have to root for Trey Mason.
You don't have to root for him.
I got to root for your start of the week.
You don't have to root for him.
I just don't really feel that great about him. Dave, how come you don't?
Tell me about the linebacker Williams for New York.
Jaquan, he's out. Jaquan. You mean Kennard?
No. Jaquan Williams.
He's out for the year, isn't
right,
he?
Right, he is. But
oh, he was their coverage guy anyway.
Right.
Their linebackers aren't good, except Devon Kennard is starting to play really well. DeMontre Moore is starting to play better. But I just don't know if it's all because they've played Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Washington lately
point.
Or what. I do think the Giants defense is playing better, and they have 23 sacks in their last 3 games, 22 or 23.
Last time I checked, Mason doesn't throw the ball.
So they're swarming, but they're swarming the ball more. They've been more active.
I heard he has a really good 3-step drop.
He might.
I don't think Trey Mason's that good.
That's what I'm worried about.
I would agree with you, but you think about the last time he faced a good run defense home. He's not going to have an Oakland game, but he is going to have a good game. Every game at home so far, and look, it was San Francisco when San Francisco was still good. That was the game Patrick Willis got hurt. He was fantastic in the game. Seattle was before Bobby Wagner came
back,
but he, great game there at home. Denver.
Denver, but he had like 29 carries, right?
Yeah.
You'd
be surprised if St. Louis is winning this game?
I'd be surprised if anybody got 29 carries.
No, not 29, but 20. You got 20 last week.
20. I think if he gets 20, definitely has a good chance to score. I don't see him like running all over the Giants because I don't think he's that good.
No. I don't think he's 20 for a buck 20 and, you know,
so
2 touchdowns.
Surprising is your start of the week. Where do you have? You have 13th?
13th.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
like,
not
there are just more explosive guys around. Like, do you have him ahead of Jonathan Stewart?
No.
Okay.
No.
So who do you have him ahead of?
I haven't had a Forte. Haven't had a McCoy.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, no, I mean.
There's more arguments just against those two guys than there are
absolutely,
for
absolutely.
Mason.
It's just crazy to think.
Steven Jackson is an easy one for me.
Like anyone in the St. Louis passing game, guys?
No.
Nah, Stephen Bailey is.
He is what he
7
is.
Or 8 points. Right. That's a good way of putting it. The thing I don't like about Mason is he has been getting a lot of work, but he doesn't get every snap. Benny Cunningham is their passing downs guy. He's their goal line guy. I think Mason is going to have one of those 90-yard touchdown runs like he had against Oakland to really deliver the grand
gusto.
Slam. Right. Now, he could work his way to 100 total yards. That would not surprise me.
So listen, guys. I've known Jamie for 5 years, 5.5 years. And as I've been saying off the air, I know nothing about him.
What would you like to know about
him? He's a great guy. He's one of the nicest people I know. He's a great family. He went to UF, played the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
I know he likes Game of Thrones. I know he likes HBO.
Do you know he's an accomplished juggler?
I know he just got a DVR. Right? Did you get it yet?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just don't know. So of all the people to shop for, he was by far the hardest.
Right. So you're giving gifts to everybody.
I couldn't get him anything personal. You know, like I got you brain donors.
Right.
It was personal. I got Scott The Godfather because he's never seen it. I got Al Three Amigos because he's never seen it, and it's going to be his favorite movie ever. Jamie,
yeah,
I just said,
that.
He likes good TV shows. I think you're going to really like this. You're going to get into it. Let this be the start of you getting into a new show. You can stop after season four.
I know it is.
You
know?
Okay, because I asked you on Sunday.
No.
Oh, what do you think it is?
I was going to say S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's not the S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh. You're not cool enough to get the S.H.I.E.L.D.
You saw these nice things about him, and then you're not cool enough to get the S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's an exclusive company. Yes. Dexter season one.
Dexter.
I think you're going to really like that, Jamie.
I've heard good things. Thank you.
So happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Now, if you guys could spare 5 minutes, I know it's late. Let's try to read some emails here. From Matt and Sam Clemente.
I will watch this when you watch the double.
Oh, deal. I'll watch it in January.
He doesn't have anything to do, so of course he'll watch it.
He says, Dear Will, Sean, and Professor Lambeau, Adam, I can't believe you're pulling a Good Will Hunting move. I did something similar during college. In lieu of studying abroad in Florence, I chose to stay back to be with my girlfriend. It did not work out. Okay, half-point PPR flex. DeAndre Hopkins or Daniel Herron or Latavius Murray?
There's a report out today that Case Keenum seemingly has the edge to start for the Texans, which I think helps DeAndre. I like that better than if Thaddeus Lewis is the starter there.
Okay. So would you go?
I think Latavius Murray has the most upside. I just don't know if I can trust the Raiders to give him a lot of work against Buffalo. It's a tough
what about Herron?
Too.
I thought you liked
I'll
Herron.
I'll take Herron easy here.
I like Herron, but I might – if it is Keenum, I think I might actually go with Hopkins.
Okay. We have to just say names here so we can get through as many as
Flintstone.
We can. Alex from Baton Rouge. Dear Ricky, Sam, and Pat. I don't know. I've wrote Jay Cutler most of the year, so I'm left to pick from this treasure trove. RG3, Kyle Orton, Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick.
Cam if he plays, Orton otherwise.
RG3 either way.
Would you start Latavius Murray or Matt Asiata over Matt Forte?
No. Asiata's close, though.
Email from Sam. Dear Orton, Smith, and Griffin, I'm playing against Jay Cutler in the finals this week. My opponent doesn't have a backup, so as soon as I heard that he got benched, I picked up RG3, Orton, and Alex Smith. Is this fair or dirty?
I think it's fair.
Yeah, good move. Great move.
Unless your league's rules say you can't have more than X amount of quarterbacks.
That was a really smart move. Carlos in Chicago. If Julio Jones is out, pick two receivers, or one if he plays. Harry Douglas, Josh Gordon, Golden Tate, Charles Johnson.
Douglas and Tate, if not Tate.
And should I drop Danelle to pick up Charles Clay, Jordan Cameron, Vernon Davis, or Timothy Wright?
Ew.
Standard scoring.
Right.
Yeah, I think it has to be Wright with Cameron second best.
From Conrad, I've had Dan Bailey all year. Should I go with Dan Bailey or Connor Barth or Matt Prater, or am I overthinking it?
I just made the move and dropped Bailey to pick up Barth in one league.
Prater's against Chicago. We don't know what the weather's going to be like, but I would probably pick him.
Why did you do that, by the way?
Why did I go with Barth?
Yeah.
Well, Bailey just does – the Cowboys score touchdowns. They don't kick field goals anymore. Last year, Bailey was so good because they stalled in the red zone. They didn't score touchdowns. Whereas right now, the Broncos are not scoring touchdowns.
Right.
Barth, two of his last three games, he's got 5 field goals.
Wow.
So, I mean, they'll move the ball against Cincinnati. I don't know if they'll score touchdowns.
Yeah, that's not a bad call.
Cliff from a coastal town in southeastern Connecticut. Dear Home Fries, it's week 16. I've made it to the championship. Do I go with Mark Sanchez or Eli Manning or Alex Smith?
Sanchez.
Oh, no, Alex Smith over Sanchez.
Ian from the Bay Area. Adam, best way to do it is by jumping in with both feet. I've enjoyed the banter and advice over the seasons, and I'm with you on Die Hard and Cracklin' Over.
I got a problem with you for a second here. The guy at the first email with the Good Will Hunting, he skips over that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but you read the one that's in your favor.
Well, it's my show, Jamie, so... the question
so
is...
So Matt in San Clemente, yes, I agree with you. Die Hard is totally a Christmas movie.
The question is... he's a DeMarco Murray and Joseph Randall owner. It's PPR. I can start two running backs, so pick two. Murray, Ingram, Fred Jackson, and Joseph Randall.
Ingram and whoever starts for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, over Fred Jackson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one more from James in Topeka. Hello, Tiki, Ahmad, and Rashad. I have both Giants running backs with Jennings hurt. I'm stuck between Andre Williams, Pierre Thomas, and Toby Gerhart. Half-point PPR.
Toby time.
Go with Toby. One thing about Pierre Thomas, though, he's got a very good history against the Falcons. I think it's his last three games, he's got at least 80 total yards.
Cool. Guys, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
And Dave and Jamie will give you the AFC games plus Seattle, Arizona tomorrow.
We'll pretend that that's an AFC game.
Yeah, there aren't many AFC games this week.
So, yeah, two more shows?
He's got two more shows.
Yeah, Sunday night and Tuesday. Bye.
Unless you want to do one week 17, Sunday.
I think we said no to that.
I think you said no to that.
Yeah, you were like, no.
Yeah, we could do it. Your last. Well, we'll give you your send off.
Okay.
We'll have some. Can we get guests?
Yeah, we could do whatever.
All right, we'll get guests.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye.